The federal government says North Korea was front and centre during defence and security talks with top Indonesian officials. The defence minister, Stephen Smith, and the foreign minister, Bob Carr, have met their Indonesian counterparts in Jakarta to discuss regional issues. From Canberra, Anna Henderson reports.
The Department of Foreign Affairs travel advice for North Korea urges Australians to exercise a high degree of caution. And in the past 24 hours, the safety and security warning has been bolstered, noting tensions on the Korean Peninsula could escalate with little warning. The advice also says provocations by North Korea or reactions from neighbouring countries, including South Korea, cannot be ruled out. The Defence Minister, Stephen Smith, has told Lateline there is a small contingent of defence representatives in the area.
We have a small number of defence personnel on the Korean Peninsula at the moment as part of the post-Korean War United Nations contingent. Clearly, in the normal course of events, we would do contingency planning for how we would deal with any Australian citizens who are caught up in any concern on the Korean Peninsula.
He says the prospect of an escalation is hypothetical at this stage.
We are very pleased that both China and Russia have urged North Korea to show restraint, and we very much respect the fact that the Republic of Korea, South Korea, has for a long period of time shown great restraint and turned the other cheek.
Stephen Smith has been in Jakarta for talks with the Indonesian foreign and defence ministers. He says North Korea was front and centre during the meetings.
We have North Korea's nuclear program and Iran's nuclear program. So in my own mind, they are the two matters at the top of the list in terms of causes for concern, and in both those instances, Australia is at the forefront of the international community's work, both through the United Nations Security Council and generally.
Local media had been reporting asylum policy would be a major focus of the talks, but Stephen Smith says it was barely mentioned.
It was mentioned in passing at the so-called 2+2 meeting, which is the two defence ministers and the two foreign ministers. Wasn't mentioned in our call with the President again, other than in passing.
He says the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, and the Foreign Minister Bob Carr will send a strong message about North Korea during their meetings with the Chinese government in coming days.
The last occasion I was in Beijing and met with the then Chinese Defence Minister, he was at pains to tell me how much effort China made to seek to urge restraint on North Korea.
That's the Defence Minister Stephen Smith ending Anna Henderson's report.